Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we are being challenged to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So over the course of the last few weeks, we've identified who our neighbor is, and now we are moving in to showing love to those neighbors. So we must know that love is more than words.
Yes.
Love notices pain and love responds to suffering.
Oh, right there, Diane, because we don't want to go. So this is the crux, did I say this right?
Yes.
Of the matter. Mm-hmm. Your neighbor are those that are in pain. Mm-hmm. Your neighbor are those that are in suffering. That's the one Jesus is talking about. Not the guy that looks so nice beside me. Not the one that we chit-chat and go have coffee with. And they say, oh, that's my neighbor. As a matter of fact, I just talked to my neighbor that lives across from me. And we got a nice chit-chatting going on. He's not in pain. I got to be honest. You know, and his name, John, I mean, John, how you doing, man? He says, oh, I'm doing great. Yeah. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good, John. And we have a good conversation, Pastor Dan. Mm-hmm. That's not who Jesus is talking about there. So I can't use that. Oh, I love my neighbor.
Yeah.
Jesus is telling us there's a group of people who is our neighbor that we turn our eyes where the other way, rather than turn it exactly in that person, and go help. Okay,
so
go ahead, Diane.
We must be intentional.
Yes,
to reach out to those who are wounded. In Luke chapter 10, verse 30, it gives us the description of the man that Jesus used as the illustration.
Yes.
When he was teaching, he says a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. So what they did when they stripped off his clothes, when they wounded him, when they depart, leaving him half dead, they're taking his identity. When you take somebody's clothes off, you beat them, and you leave them half dead, you're hoping they're unidentifiable.
That's right.
So the enemy came to take his identity, to leave him unidentifiable so that he would die. He leave him half dead, which is saying that their desire is for him to be fully dead, but they didn't want to be there when he was fully dead.
Right.
So they leave him half dead. So with good conscience, they could say, oh, well, he wasn't dead when we left, right? He was only wounded. So they come and they strip back the man's identity. And the man is left wounded and half dead. So how many people around us are wounded? They've been stripped of their identity in Christ. They've been stripped emotionally, financially, spiritually, within their relationships. They're disappointed. They've been stripped of what they feel may have been their purpose, and it didn't go the way that they thought it was going to go. And different opportunities didn't go the way they thought it was going to go. And they're left wounded. They're left unidentifiable. So it's our job as Christians to bring care and encouragement, because God wants each and every one of us operating in our God-given purpose. It's not just some, oh, only for those who go to church, or only for those who do this, or of this particular category of people. No, it is for all, because all of us uniquely working together is what brings forth the picture of the kingdom of heaven here in the earth. Like when you're doing a puzzle, 500-piece puzzle. Well, every piece looks different. The pieces don't look exactly the same. If they did, it would be impossible to put it together. So there's some differentiation in each piece, and each piece is equally as valuable. And yeah. You begin to see the value more and more when you're doing that 500-piece puzzle, and now you got 498 pieces together. The two that are missing become ever so more valuable. Then when you get down to 499, the one that's missing becomes ever so more valuable, because it all is needed inclusively to bring forth the image of God in the earth. So don't count people out.
Yes. Love is the evidence mm-hmm. that God is mm-hmm. working in us. Mm-hmm. So, how do we know God is working in us? Mm-hmm. Love. Love is the evidence that God is working in us. Jesus says, the word of God, let me say, the Bible says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. Love your neighbor as yourself. So, Pastor Dan, Pastor Emily, that sentence now, love your neighbor as yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So just look at it this morning. And we, that, not just, because we read that and just jump over it. You know, say, okay, love your neighbor as yourself. But what does it really mean? Mm-hmm. What does it really, really mean? And we need to get what it really means so we can do it. Mm-hmm. Love your neighbor as yourself. That tells me love is the evidence now that God is working in us. Because I cannot love that way unless God is in me. Mm-hmm. Why? We have some reason why. Mm-hmm. Because we live in a divided world. We're just going to talk about this here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love is the evidence that God is working in us. Why? And you can't love, Bible love, right? That's what we always teach Diane. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Bible love. Mm-hmm. Not talking about emotional love. We're talking about, well, the Bible talk about love here. Bible love. Mm-hmm. God has to be in you to do that. Yeah. Because why? I'm going to state the point. We live in a world that is divided. Mm-hmm. And we know, number one, mm-hmm. it's divided by race. Mm-hmm. You can't talk me down this morning. Mm-hmm. It is divided by race. Number two, it's divided by politics. My political superstition divide me from my next brother. My race divide me. I'm not of that race. That's one. Oh, we don't believe the same thing in politics, in government. So we divide. We got to stay away. How many families don't go to see each other because of political differences?
Yes, it's true.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. It's a division. Mm-hmm. And then we're divided by culture. Mm-hmm. Culture divides us. My culture is different. And then, here's some big one. Here's another big one. We're divided by pride. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mix with that person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mix. Well, don't get me. My pride. I have too much pride here to go down that low to help that person. Because I got to go down. I got to strip myself of my pride. So all of this that I just mentioned here, guys, divide us is a blocker to love. The love of God. And so to have the love of God, to love your neighbor, you must have the love of God. Mm-hmm. That's it. Go ahead, God.
I was going to say it. Love, it means loving people not only when they are easy, appreciative, emotionally healthy, or fair.
Yes.
but also when they are complicated,
yes,
grieving, defensive, immature, wounded, or carrying their own pain.
And that's, you have to use the
and
love of
God for
that.
And I was just
going
to say, yeah, one of my favorite, you know, we didn't mention this yet, but, you know, there's a whole little chapter dedicated to the love chapter, and it's 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm going to read it because it tells you exactly what love is. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanking cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
That's the love. That's Bible love. That Bible love is different from emotional love. And that's what Jesus is talking about. And he gave the parable or the example. You know, Jesus always teaches simple. I thought, you know, Jesus' teaching is not complicated. Jesus' teaching is very simple, very, very simple. So we cannot miss it. And I love to read the New Testament. Because if you notice, and I'm going off subject a little bit here, Dan, you bring me back. But the Old Testament is more complicated. The Old Testament, look at the Old Testament. Yeah, read it, very complicated to understand. When you come into the gospel, it's very simple. That's Jesus now. You're talking about Jesus' time. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Straightforward. Sow, went to sow. Seed. It's simple. A widow's of one mind. You know, Jesus' thing is so simple. He lost the kine, get the broom, and sweep the arms. That is Jesus' message, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's what it says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 40. On these two commandments, those commandments of love, hang all the laws and the prophets. And that's the Old Testament, is the law and the prophets. That passage of scripture that Pastor Emily just read, you hear that a lot at weddings and stuff, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But Paul wasn't speaking it at a wedding. He was speaking it to himself.
Yeah.
He was teaching himself about love, because we have to be able to love ourselves first in order to be able to love our neighbor. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, WMIE family. This is Pastor Diana Robinson, Pastor Errol Beckford, and Pastor Emily Beckford from Make Your Day Count. We want to encourage you to sew into the airways here at WMIE for their annual fundraiser. This is the operating budget that pays